The next presentation was given by Dr. Petrylak.
I'd like to talk about the appropriate time to initiate androgen deprivation therapy. The use of androgen ablative therapy in men with a rising PSA, it's a controversial issue because most men with post-local therapy recurrences will be on hormones at some point. Clinical evidence for recurrence is an indication for immediate hormonal therapy, and I think that that's really not the subject of question. In the PSA era, timing of hormonal therapy is controversial. And many men at the time of recurrence are not candidates for the local therapy, so certainly the question, of course, is when is the best time to time hormone therapy, and we really don't have a clear-cut answer. Now, I think it's important in any hormonal therapy study to consider PSA doubling times, and when we look at the Parton tables, we see that we can see that there are different times to metastases in relationship to the PSA doubling time in months. If you look at a PSA doubling time of 3 months, the time to metastases is approximately 2 years, and the overall survival is approximately 8 years. We move along to a PSA doubling time of approximately 12 months, time to metastases is about 8 years, and the survival is 12 years. Unfortunately, we don't have any good randomized data in selecting these particular groups of patients in relationship to the initiation of androgen therapy post-radical prostatectomy as to whether this is actually going to improve survival. And of course, now we're looking at combined modality therapy with these particular types of treatments. Now, we know that from some of the data that was presented before that in the BOLA studies that earlier hormone therapy in combination with radiation therapy does seem to improve survival, and this is simply a summary of the BOLA data, where 78% of patients with combined radiation therapy versus 56% have an overall 5- and 10-year survival. But, of course, the question is, again, is this the optimal way of administering androgen blockade? We saw from the previous presentation that some physicians actually selected the use of anti-androgen monotherapy. And unfortunately, the only real data that we've seen anti-androgen monotherapy show a clear survival benefit is in the M0 patients. In the metastatic patients, we don't see a better survival with monotherapy. And in a study that was published by Dr. Iverson, we see equivalent survival for progression for M0 disease at 6.3 years with Castex 150 versus the formal type of castration. And of course, the possibility of preservation of potency does come into play with this particular treatment.